Welcome back to Lounging with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
And today we are joined by one of our students, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. Alex is in year 10.
Yeah.
And she's a very busy lady.
Very busy lady. And we didn't realise how busy you were until another teacher was like, oh yeah, she does this, she does this. And we were like, that sounds fascinating.
And Alex comes and joins us in the library for about three sessions in the week, don't you?
Yeah.
Just for a kind of a little bit of respite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Alex, I've heard that you're really good at cooking, and I've also heard you're really good at singing, and these hobbies...
We've heard that
We did listen to her singing. And we've heard these hobbies kind of transcend hobby status, that you do more with them.
Yeah.
Could you explain what you do?
So, cooking, at the minute, I'm in a competition, Future Chefs by Springboard, and I'm now through to the regional finals. Mm-hmm. So I've got that next week.
Right, and what did you have to do in order to get to the regional finals?
There was a school heat where you had to make a first course meal under £5. And then the next one was two courses under £7. And then the next one's under £10. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what did you make?
I made duck breast with beetroot puree and roasted vegetables.
So is it proper MasterChef?
Yeah.
You have all those like fancy things.
Usually we just wear school aprons. Next week I get to wear whites, with a hat and everything.
Do you get to keep those? Do they let you keep
steal
them?
Steal them.
You didn't hear that on the podcast. Yeah.
She's not stealing them. She is. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm always quite jealous of the MasterChef aprons. They're really cool, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got one of them for my birthday.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Do you stroke it and stuff when you're wearing it to do your cooking, going, look at my MasterChef apron?
I don't want to get anything on it.
No, that's the problem, isn't it?
The whole point of an apron.
Is to get stuff on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a messy cook?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't clean up after myself. Until the end.
Right.
Because my mum was like, when I was younger, she was like, you can bake, but you've got to clean up. If you don't clean up, no baking. So I've learned I've got to clean up, otherwise I'm not allowed in the kitchen.
Do you use all the pots and pans then?
Yep.
What about the singing?
So I usually enter school concerts. It's just quite nice to talk to people that have the same interests as me.
Yeah.
Like people in my year that I don't really talk to are there, so then I could just talk to them, we have a laugh.
Which school productions have you been in?
I've been in High School Musical.
High School Musical.
Yes.
And what did you do in that? I can't quite remember.
I was part of a Brainiac group.
Yeah.
And then I was a backing singer for, you know, like the romantic song between Troy and Gabriella.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was a person called Kathy, who, like, the audition scene where they all do a bit of wacky
stuff.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Is there one you prefer?
It goes through phases. At the minute, I'm preferring more like drama, singing, to cooking, because I think it's because the cooking competition's coming up and I'm a bit scared. So,
yeah.
Singing at the minute, but it changes. Mm. So.
Do you have any training for your singing? So do you go to a teacher?
I do singing lessons with school.
Okay.
On a Friday, and it varies what time.
And do they bring somebody in, or does the teacher do it?
So they bring, well, she's like, you call her like Miss, like she comes in on a Friday.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's amazing at singing. She's been on the West End.
Has she?
She's been in The Lion King.
Oh wow.
I know.
That's cool.
I'd love to be on the West End. That would be like up there. If you're on the West End, you've made it in the world, really.
I mean, that's another thing with these, like, would you like to get a job that would involve cooking, like being a head chef at a restaurant?
Yeah.
You would enjoy that kind of environment because it's very fast-paced.
Yeah. It is quite stressful, though.
Yeah,
so
it
either
is.
Drama or cooking-based.
Yeah.
I'd like to do.
Ooh, how are you going to mix the two?
Oh, don't.
Singing chef.
My mum goes on about that all the time. What about the singing cafe?
You could have dishes that are, like, named after
songs
or groups or something, couldn't you?
That'd be cool. You see, this is the problem now, because I'm in year 10, they focus on colleges.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
I mean, think of it, you can go to colleges and pursue your cooking with colleges, or you can do apprenticeships and stuff. And with the singing and drama, you'd have to go to like RAD or, you know, a fancy drama school to make it worthwhile, I would say.
I suppose if you're looking at the cooking side, you can still do the singing and drama side, because you can join drama groups, can't you?
This is what my mum's saying.
Outside of school. So it's not, whereas with the cooking, I mean, yeah, you can go and get a job
cooking
as a chef.
Cooking is very stressful.
A part-time job.
Yeah. Cooking is very stressful. Like, very.
Oh, so I can imagine.
But then there's so is drama.
It is, yeah, because if you're...
But then I feel like with drama, you kind of get a bit like, ooh, I'm nervous. And then you've done it, you're like, yes, I was good in that, or something like that.
I think it's the same with food, though. Because, you know, if you cook a meal, and you spend ages on it, and then someone eats it, and they're like, that's amazing. You get that same
buzz, yeah.
So, what are you reading right now?
So, I've just finished Because of You by Eve Ainsworth. We like a bit of Eve Ainsworth. She tends to deal with teen issues. This one is dealing with cyberbullying. And it's about a girl called Poppy. And she goes to school and she sticks up for this girl. She sticks up for this girl called Emily because she's getting bullied by this girl called Leah. And then it backfires on her. And Leah starts like bad-mouthing her on social media. And this Emily goes, yeah, she should have butted out of our argument instead of sticking up for Poppy, and everybody starts going against her. And poor old Poppy's got issues at home as well, because her mum and dad have gone through a divorce, and mum's now living with a new man in the house, and it's, you know, there's all sorts going on, but she's not really speaking to anybody about it. She's not letting anybody know. So it's really about, you know, making sure you speak out about if you're being bullied, cyberbullying, bullying, whatever. So it's a good book. It's a Barrington Stoke.
Yeah, so it's a really
nice thin book, but yeah, it's really good. So that's the one I've just finished.
Now, Alex, your aim this year is to finish a book, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you haven't got one you're currently reading, but there's a couple that you would like to read.
Yeah, one I've read the first Harry Potter, but I don't think I can call myself a true fan until I've read them all. Like, I love Harry Potter. Oh, like, Harry Potter Studios, I've been there twice and it's just amazing. So I feel like I have to read. I want the second one. I need the second
one. Well, we have it in the library. It's available for you to borrow. There's no excuses, Alex.
No excuse now.
Last podcast, I just started reading Skylarks by Karen Gregory. And I finished reading it. It only took me a night. Because I got obsessed with it.
Really?
Yeah, I did get obsessed with it. And the reason I really like this book is because when I was growing up, there was no representation in books. Like, everybody was white or straight and everything. Whereas in this, you know, obviously it's a book where two girls fall in love. But what I liked about it even more was these books nowadays are so angsty. Like, oh, no one accepts that I'm gay, or blah. Whereas this was nothing to do with that. Like, the families both accepted that they were gay, and that wasn't even an issue.
Yeah.
The issue was to do with class divides, and that was actually interesting. But the relationship between the two characters was a really healthy one, and I think it was really good representation to see. Because usually
really
they focus on it not being healthy, or someone being closeted, or everyone hating them because of their, you know, the sexuality.
There's always something negative, yeah.
Yeah, whereas this was so, like, that wasn't even the issue. The issue was the fact that one was part of the 1% really, really rich, and the other one wasn't. But it had such a nice ending, and it was stuff about the environment. Loved it. Really good book.
I liked Karen Gregory's countless, though, so, you know.
It was very cute, and it was nicely paced. And they fell in love in a library, so great.
It's good when a library's mentioned, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah, it is really good.
The main character keeps going in the library here.
My next book is actually just all about a bookshop, so.
Yeah. I'm reading Call It What You Want by Brigid Kemmerer.
We've read all her books that she's written.
Yeah, because she did Letters to the Lost.
And she did
More Than We Can Tell?
Yes, that I read.
This one is the same sort of thing. She likes to switch between characters. So the two main characters in this book are Rob and Megan. The opening of this book is great. And basically what you find out is that Rob's dad committed suicide. Because he was embezzling people's money. took a gun to his head and is now in a wheelchair at home with the mum and Rob, and they're having to live with his dad like that. And then you've got, and he's just lost all his status at school. He used to be like the, you know, a sports person, really popular, and he's just like, everybody's fallen out with him, he's got no friends. And the other character, Megan, she cheated on her SATs test. So
never
everybody, now I know. And so she is now being castigated as well because she's a cheater. So every time there's a test or anything like that, they all go, oh, she's going to cheat and all that kind of stuff. And they end up getting put together in a project, a calculus project. And Megan's got some family issues going on at home because her sister is pregnant. But who she's got pregnant to is the real life.
Who is it?
Oh no. Well, I'm not going to say because you need to read the book. it's really good. It's well written. I'm really enjoying it. I'm literally, I don't want to put it down actually.
No,
I keep
the same
picking
with
it up, reading
it. It's
really good. I like it. I like the characters. Yeah, it's just really good. I'm interested to see where it's going to go. So
the book that I've just started reading is called Bookshop Girl by Chloe Coles, and it's about these two girls that work part-time in a bookshop, and the bookshop is going to be closed down because they want to bulldoze it for apartments, and they want to stop it from being closed down. And I think they enter some drawing competition because the back cover is saying they have to master the art of drawing dangly bits. But I've only just started reading, and it's girl humour, like, you know, that kind of, like, the first chapter's called Pigeon Tits. It's this kind of humour, and there's white van men, like, wolf whistling them, and she's talking about a period. It's proper just, like, girl humour.
Oh, excellent.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. Stuff that boys probably pick up and go, oh my gosh. But yeah, it's proper humour, like, yeah.
Because it looks quite twee,
doesn't it? It looks twee, but it's not, because, you know, the main character's all into her makeup, and they leave the bookshop, and this guy's been, like, locked in the bookshop, and then she's like, oh my god, he's so fit. It's that kind of, it's too young for me. I'm not down with the kids. But it's very funny so far. So, and I hope they bookshop. Oh. Alex, would you want to read any of these four books that we described?
Yeah. The Bookshop Girl sounds really funny.
Yep.
Because of You. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it is.
You see, you could whip through that.
Yeah,
actually,
one
really
night.
Quickly. So thank you, Alex, for joining us on the podcast. Good luck in the competition.
Yeah.
And next week we'll be joined by author Simon James Green.
Yay!
He is visiting the school.
No bananas.
I might bring some bananas. We should all eat bananas.
Should we all eat bananas?
I'll put one on his chair.
I'll do the Lord's Prayer.
Okay. Alex,
and unless
no
you've read the book, you're going, what are they talking about?
I can see the front cover.
Yeah. So it is goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.